Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Hello, everyone. I'm so grateful and so thankful. I'm 30, and all of that music, my body does not always cooperate with the seasonal things happen to me more often
than what he's doing with me and for me and through me for his glory. So welcome to another wonderful Sunday. Let's talk. This is Cecilia, and I'm wondering how many people would have to change their time. Some people have changed their time. That's okay. Hello, everyone. I will allow my sister Sheila to say whatever it is the Lord has laid on her heart, because you all know I've already been on the air. Although we know the time changed, I wanted to be on the air just in case someone was on the air and they had forgot to set their time forward. So I thank God for the hour of prayer that we've already just had, and that we can have even another hour or whatever the Lord lays on our heart to do. Minister Sheila, what do you have for us?
Good morning, Prophet Sister Cecilia Kaiser, and to all the listeners, however you are listening to the program. I just wanted to say thank you for this morning joining us and thanking the Lord for another blessed, wonderful day of life, to love him more and praise his name and to be blessed to be here. And just wanted to say good morning and to thank the Lord for another day and say
okay.
Amen.
Well, amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and listen to Dr. Wright for about a half an hour or so, and then we'll go from there. Amen.
Oh, my God. It's exciting to live in him. It's exciting to live for him. It's exciting to live because of him. It's an exciting life. It's a life of anticipation and hoping is always having an answer for the hope that's lying down on the inside of you. It's an exuberant life. It's a top-level life. It's a surrender toil, to worry. That is not our portion. We were not designed. We were designed to be in fellowship with the God. To say, God, today, I give you everything that is me. I surrender this day unto you. This is the day that you made. I rejoice, and I'm nothing but glad in it. In the grocery store, I'm glad. In the laundromat, I'm glad. Wherever you go, you're always ready to release the peace and the love of God that lies within you. My God, the kingdom is, the kingdom is advanced. My God in heaven. My, I'm telling you, I promise you, it is so much better to hear from the Holy Spirit than what man has planned. Because many are the purposes of a man's heart, but it is only the plans of God, the purpose of God that prevails. Many are the plans of a man's heart, but only the purpose of God prevails. And let me tell you something, that's only wise to plan. It's only wise to plan a thing. To go before the Father, and as best you know, say, God, this is what I think I want to do, but all the time I'm completely surrendered. However you want it, whatever you want it, whenever you want it, however you want it, my only will is to obey. I'm not only willing to obey, I am obedient. My God in heaven, the kingdom has all over this nation that have not bowed their knees to them. They are so completely disconnected from Babylon. I'm talking about those that are willing to do kingdom business in the marketplace, to represent the king and represent him well. We're taking not only pulpits, not only cement buildings that have crosses on them, but the king's dominion is all over. The king's dominion has no limit. My Bible says the system of the world have become the system of my God and his Christ. There is no place that the king's dominion will not dominate. God has sent his people into technology and politics. Don't you get confused. He sent his people into every system of this world. They are those in professional athletics and those in technology and business and those in government and in healthcare fields. There are king's people everywhere because the kingdom is taking more territory than it's ever taken before. Oh, yes. Just because you may not be able to see the near the heart of God's people, ask, try the Spirit, see if it be of God. Say, God, is that one of yours? I see something about them. Is that one of yours? Don't you dare get discouraged. Even if it was just you, I just want to let you know you and God are the majority. But I'm telling you, it's not. There are thousands. Oh, my God, there are people of God that are coming to him by the thousands. Revival is on the uprise. The king has taken his place in the hearts of his people, and we are gaining. We are gaining in him in the name of Jesus. Listen, I'm telling you, add yourself to the kingdom. It's no time like the present. Add yourself to the things of men. Add yourself to his protection. Add yourself to his benefit plan. The kingdom, the relationship is between. God has a plan for you, Angelina Gomez. God has a plan for your life. God, I said God does. God has one. Oh, yeah, we make plans. That's only wise to make plans. But it is the ultimate life experience to tap into the reason God brought you from eternity to the earth realm. He's got a plan for you, Angelina Gomez. There's no way God can put so much compassion and love and sincerity in our heart and not have planned to use it. Oh, y'all, let me talk to my friend. Oh, yes, he does. He loves you with a love that'll shake your brain. It'll shake your brain loose.
Bigger than that. It'll be bigger than all
them who walks by the Spirit. They are the sons of God. All you got to do is get up and repent. I didn't say get up and cry and be emotional. And repent means change your mind about your bad decisions. All you got to do is get up and repent. It doesn't even take one full second to turn around and get back in place. Oh, this is not a penalty system. We were already condemned, but God came that we might have life and have it abundantly. Abundant life is in Him. Victory is in Him. All the King's dominion is all over the marketplace. We're in technology, we're in government, we're in politics, we're in every region of every part of the world. Don't you ever get it mistaken. Don't you ever think for one moment that the kingdom is not advancing. This is the best time. There's no time like the best time. This is the best time to surrender your heart to the King. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's the key. My God in heaven. Oh, God. We shared last week, I believe it was, or the week before. We shared with the woman of God, Apostle Sandra Thomas, and how we thank God for her. Listen, let me tell you something. Can I share this from my heart? Nobody comes from nowhere. Someone, you may see someone and they may have a powerful, they didn't come from nowhere. Everybody was begat. And it is only proper to honor who begat you. I'm all over in the first chapter of Matthew. Honor who begat you. Honor who prayed and stayed and spoke and encouraged you. Honor them. I didn't say throw gold on them and worship them. Honor them. Honor those that begat you. We just thank God and release the holy that is the kingdom, abundant, that is limitless to the woman of God. She is a treasure to all that she has poured into. And we thank God for Apostle Sam. So the weeks ago, she and I were sharing about peace. And the scripture I want to say is John 14:27, where the scripture says, it is my peace I leave. Because Jesus was letting the disciples know, I am leaving. I am going, but this I'm going to leave peace with, and I'm going to send my Holy Spirit to comfort. And so there are so many things.
Okay, hold on. I have a quick little glitch from the system. We will get back to ministry. Dr. Wright, where she's ministry on peace. So just hold on. As they say, hold your horses. I know we're still on Blog Talk, so we're going to make sure we're hooked up on that too as well. So just hold on. I praise God. The message is really good about the peace of God. And, you know, we prayed and Minister Sheila spoke some words to us and stuff already. So I'm having an awesome time in the Lord. I'm going to get back on this thing with Dr. Wright as soon as I can. She's been on here 22 minutes so far. Okay,
living in, believing what he said we have it, and obeying the instructions to maintain it. It is crucial, people of God, that we walk in the peace of God, that we represent the kingdom everywhere we go. Hallelujah. Those people at your job, they're looking for the kingdom in you. Those people at the laundromat, they're looking for the kingdom. They seem to be upset and aggravated at your patience because they're looking for the answer that lies already in the King's people. If you are a part of his kingdom, prepare your heart with peace. The scripture says it'll guard, it'll stand as a guard over your heart, so that there will be no hindrance for you to release hope. There will be no hindrance for you to give of your substance. There will be no hindrance for you to release the love of God, because his peace is standing as an armored guard around your heart. Let it be known. Let the light shine. Salt the earth with that is kingdom, right living, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost It's the kingdom. And the kingdom is advancing by each one of us, by our surrender, by our willingness, by our open hearts, by our forgiving hearts, by our giving of our substance, by our praise, by our smiles. That is the advancement of the kingdom. He's using you. He's using me to advance his agenda, to let all broken, blinded souls know that he loves them with a love that is everlasting. We just are so grateful today, and we thank God for all that have tuned in. We thank God for the men and women of God that have labored, that have shared, that have prayed. You all, we must.
And it don't matter where you find yourself.
Okay. It's amazing how the stuff is switching off and doing different things like today, but it doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? Because the word of God is still true. Now we're back with her again.
What is my exceptional that I need to ignite? What is in me from you that I need to ignite? What is my exceptional that I need to ignite so that the world can know that the kingdom is advancing? People of God, God has an exceptional in you. He put it in you for his purpose. Ask him. What is the exceptional in me that I need to ignite so that you and your agenda might advance? What is the exceptional in me that I might ignite, that the purpose and the plans of God prevail? Not only what is my plan, what is the exceptional about you and me? Are you exceptional in hospitality? Are you exceptional in friendliness? Are you exceptional in mathematics? Are you exceptional in politics? Are you ignite your exceptional and surrender it to the king? He needs it for greater, movement. He needs your cadence.
I want to hear word from God.
See, this word is good. You know the word is good. When it's flashing by
advancement. Yes, the kingdom is advancement. But he needs your cadence. He needs your heartbeat. He needs your footprint. The kingdom is advancing, but he needs you to ignite what is exceptional in you and surrender it for his purpose. Let his plan.
Don't worry. I'm going to keep going back and forth to her as long as she's on the air. Because this is, like you said, an exceptional word.
Surrender to that is kingdom. We thank God for all of you. We thank God for what he has done. Look at what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in our sight. I want to let you know.
What did you do?
See? See, that's when you know the word is good. When it keeps doing crazy stuff like this, it's like, woo, preach.
Your heartbeat and your footprint to the advancement of the kingdom. There's been no better time than right now to surrender or offer him a fresh surrender. There's been no time like right now to say, God, once again, everything I have is yours. All of my thoughts, all of my ideas, all of my ways, I give them over to the advancement of your kingdom. I live in right living, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I live as a conqueror and more than conqueror. I live in the victory of the kingdom, not just today, but all the time. This is the day that the Lord has made. There's nothing but.
So we're going to go back to her again until he goes off the air. We are going to keep going back to that.
Need your fingerprint in the advancement. What is next?
Yes, so keep going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the word on today about the kingdom advancement coming through Dr. Wright. Thank you for the message that's coming through to Lenar. Extraordinary self. Giving it all to God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God.
For what the promise is. Because of the promise of God that is before us. Be encouraged today. Be exceptional today. And
powerful word. Be encouraged. Be exceptional on today. And you know when someone's preaching truth, sometimes the enemy of our soul will try to interrupt the message. But the one thing about God is he always has a ram in the bud. And just the fact that Minister Sheila and I are still on the air with you lets you know that we're in agreement with the message of God through Dr. Serena Wright, Prophetess Serena Wright, on the exceptional. You know, I thank God for God having us come on the air today. She was only an Apostle Sandra Thomas, but today it's just her. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. She's gone off the air now. And we also will be going off the air. But I wanted to check with Minister Sheila to see if she had anything extra that she wanted to share with us.
Just want to thank you, Cecilia, for letting me join in with you on these Sunday mornings and with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright on Monday nights. It's to just let the devil know you have a family here that will refuse every temptation, everything that you throw at us, devil, to let you know we are God's daughters. We are the family for the man of high, the Son, Christ Lord Jesus. We are with the awesome family, the high and mighty and grateful and appreciated and blessing family to acknowledge us, to live and to know that he in heaven, the family in heaven, the Son is in heaven, the Father and the greatness of the awesome love and life is in heaven. And that is where that we gonna make sure you don't break our confidence, our knowledge, our prayer, our thoughts, our life to come to you that is so deceitful, so harmful, to make it look good just to tear us down, to make it look and feel so good just to rip us apart. I just want everyone to know to wait on Jesus, wait on our Father, to know that the blessing would be so awesome, so unique, so unbelievable that you will not understand how you deserve, how you was blessed with this great feeling. Jesus have died on the cross for us. The Father have sent us him to die for our sins. If he can wait on you to believe and to know and to understand him, why you think you can't wait on him? The devil will send you ultimatums. Oh, this is, oh my goodness, a Cinderella story. Just to let you fall and see really what the pits of hell is about. All I need to ask is you don't let him confuse you. Understand God is the answer, the only answer to the Son that he sent here to bless and save us. Pray for all our families, all our listeners, all the ones that I know and don't know, and to understand what a life we have in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen. Amen. I thank God for all that we've heard today, the prayers, the proclamations, the decrees, the declarations in the Lord. I thank God for reminding us about being extraordinary, of being exceptional, of being more than conquerors. I thank God for reminding us that we're victorious and triumphant in Him. I thank God for reminding us the access that we've given to greatness through Him. I thank God for reminding us to not only honor one another that we've been in ministry with, but even as Minister Sheila said, those that she knows and doesn't know. And God is going to help us to learn how to honor people that we don't even know, people that we've never met. Many times we're quick to honor those that we know, and then we do a dishonor to those that we don't know. And so I'm asking God to show us His people through our spiritual and our natural eyes, because sometimes we're treating people certain ways and acting certain ways towards people because we don't honor who they are. When Jesus went to the place where He once lived, some of the people did not honor Him because they remembered Him as Joseph the carpenter's son. So we have to be those that love, bless those that curse us, do good to those that hate us, pray for those that despitefully use us and persecute us, and also remember that we're to touch not God's anointed and do His prophets no harm. But in order to do that, that means we have to be in relationship with God so that we, whether it's your auntie, your mother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your niece, your nephew, your great niece, your nephew, whoever they are, there are people in God that are dishonored and disrespected by the people that are close to them, just like Jesus and the people that know them, but they also do the same thing to the people that they don't know. So in order for us to walk in the wisdom of God and the understanding of God, I ask God to give us that exceptional, supernatural eyesight and heart that we will honor one another. I honor Minister Sheila for being a part of Let's Talk. I honor her, and I'm thankful that she's a part of on Sunday and on Monday with Iron Sharpening Iron. I honor her not only as my one of my older sisters, because I am one of the youngest, and so I honor that. And so many times we forget to honor those that we know because we get too familiar with them. We get too comfortable with them. And so I remember my sister minister Sylvia talking about how something was occurring with her and I in ministry, and how God taught her to honor me although I was younger than her. And so I also watched and saw how she would honor other people on Smile3E's programs. And so what we have to realize is that there are going to be people that are connected to us and connecting to us in ministry, on the job, in our families. They're going to marry into the family, become friends of the family, be at various organizational events or places that we go to, that we have to honor them. Honor them sometimes not where they are, but where they're going. Because some people aren't walking in the call of God on them and in them and through them yet. Because some of them are running. They're trying to be a Jonah. They're trying to go in the opposite direction and away from the call of God. But we have to honor the prophets, honor the pastors, honor the teachers, honor the ministers, honor the apostles, honor the ushers, honor the hospitality board, honor the deacons and the deaconess. See, many times people honor the pastors and they honor the apostles, but they don't honor the first lady. That's a whole nother message. Many times people honor the people in relationships they're in, and sometimes they don't. Some men and women don't honor each other as spouses. We have to learn how to honor one another. We have to learn how to give
honor to whom honor is due. But see, the problem is sometimes we think honor is due based off of our definition of who is. But if you look through the Word of God, you will see many did not honor Jesus. Those Pharisees and scribes and Sanhedrin that did not honor who Jesus was, yes, that was their purpose and their destiny because he needed to get to the cross. But wouldn't you rather honor the people of God and honor Jesus and honor the Holy Spirit and honor our Heavenly Father, for hallowed is his name, is to be revealed. Now, we need to honor the exceptional, extraordinary presence of God in one another. So if you haven't heard anything else on today, let's honor and respect one another. Let's love one another. Let's forgive one another. Let's bless one another. Let's encourage one another. Let's rebuke and reprove according to the Word of God, because that's still love. So this is Cecilia and also Minister Sheila on Let's Talk with Smile 3E, and we will be back on the air tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Iron Sharpening Iron, and that will also be with Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila and Minister Brandon, if he's available. And so I just thank God for what they're doing for God, and I honor the God in them that they are working in such a not only meticulous way but a consistent way, because so many people are unstable and lack stability in God, but I honor the stability that they have in God, that they've set aside time to know that they know without a shadow of a doubt this is their time to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So until tomorrow, remember, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. 6:33. Love you. Bye-bye.